Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you think Democrats will give up, all you got to do is look at Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon has done nothing wrong. He did what many people have done, which is to ignore a congressional subpoena that is little more than a kangaroo court, a group of people who so want to carry on, they want to propagate this lie that they did not cheat in the 2020 election, that they're willing to put on this farce, waste time, spend millions of taxpayer dollars to accomplish nothing, all to cover up a lie. That's what this is about. Here's what they wrote. For his sustained bad faith contempt of Congress, the defendant should be sentenced to 6 months imprisonment. That's the top of the sentencing guidelines. And fined $200,000 based on his insistence on paying the maximum fine rather than cooperate with the probation office's routine pre-sentencing final investigation. See, what they want to do is intimidate you. Prison? Where bad things can happen to you, or they want your money. Welcome back, folks. Chip say welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to get into Trump's subpoena as well because I want you to understand they have no bounds. Democrats don't care. Steve Bannon, I mean, come on. Another old fart. Look, don't misunderstand me. He might be a powerful guy in politics, but at the end of the day, he's another old fart that does nothing except express opinions, and his opinions are no greater than yours or mine. He's had a little bit more insight. Your opinion matters, too. And I respect Bannon. I know him. He's a nice guy. But it's a lot of hoopla, and he plays it up. Good for him. But it's gotten him on the Democrats' radar, and this is what they don't want. This is what most of you are afraid of, along with being called racist or sexist or homophobic or whatever. But this is what you're really afraid of, what could land you in prison or with some big fine that you can't pay. That is the Democrats' intimidation. They weaponize Congress and all these so-called law enforcement agencies against you. If you're a parent at a school board, you could get served. What do you think these 87,000 IRS agents are? You think they're really, oh, let's get some accountants in to make sure we can help the Americans fill out their taxes? No, it is meant to intimidate. Now, I know some of the protected class who's been held in contempt of Congress, but nothing happened. Start with Obama's AG, Attorney General Eric Holder. Refused to turn over documents that were related to the Fast and Furious scandal. Scandal. You know what happened to him? Absolutely nothing. Henry Kissinger. Janet Reno, Bill Clinton's attorney general. I'm just giving you a few people that have done the same thing, and they're getting treated completely different. Lois Lerner, you remember her? I know a name you'll probably remember, and it may be surprising to know that he was held in contempt by Congress, and that is Bill Barr. Why should Bannon or Donald Trump testify before a kangaroo court? And now, after they go after Bannon and they get their ruling, see, because let me just be honest with you, they don't care if Bannon ends up in jail or pays the fine. They got their ruling. That's enough for them to validate that the January 6th commission was okay. Because they got the ruling by the judge that says Bannon has to serve 4 months and pay a hefty fine. He'll do none of it. Because Bannon's attorney, all he's got to do is say, I tell you what, when you arrest Eric Holder and do the same thing, when you arrest Janet Reno's dead, Bill Barr, when you arrest Lois Lerner, when you arrest Brian Pagliano, remember him? You probably don't remember him. He was the guy that did Hillary Clinton's server. Now, He's not some high-level guy. Well, how would he get protected? Brian Pagliano, go look him up. He's no big deal. But he was the guy that operated on Hillary Clinton's basement bathroom closet server where she kept her separate little internet. So he got protection. And I could go on, I could give you some other names. So Bannon's, he's not going to go to jail. He's not even going to pay the fine. All they care about is they got their skin on the wall and public opinion. We got Bannon, woo! And all the lefties are celebrating right now. Because Bannon got. Oh, by the way, so did Alex Jones. Remember, Alex Jones actually made a stupid comment. I don't, whether Jones believes that Columbine really happened or not. Seriously, you're going to let people sue him for millions and millions of dollars because he made a stupid statement. Let me tell you, open up that can of worms. Let me tell you, conservatives get litigious. Utilize this stuff against them. Listen to the things they said. Climate change and the vaccine's okay. Stuff like that. Start suing them. By the way, I'm going to do an entire show, I think, on proving what I said to people about this vaccine and all the data now, all the things that are coming in. And let me tell you, does anyone out there who was a denier, who was a vax denier, who wouldn't admit these vaccines were hurting people, are there any of you who listened to me and went, Kevin, I just wish you'd stop doing it? Do you have the guts to call me? Do you have the character to call me and say, you know what, Kev? I was one of those, but you got me. I'm now looking at all the evidence, and it turns out you were right. I'd love to hear from people. Now, here's what's interesting. Maybe there aren't any out there. Maybe so many of you are like, nope, Kev, I agreed with you wholeheartedly, brother. Okay, good. If you did, I'm proud of you. But here's what's interesting. Every time I refuted this, I would say, I'm no expert. I'm no epidemiologist. I'm no virologist. But I am this. I have a PhD in common sense, and I know a farce when I smell one, because they smell just like the other thing, okay? And I'm telling you, I know what the government is doing. It's a misinformation campaign, and I know what they're doing with Steve Bannon, and I know what they're doing with Donald Trump. One more adder to the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Let's not forget that, okay? Where's that gone? Wasn't Donald Trump supposed to get thrown under the jail because of all these classified documents he had? What did it accomplish? All it accomplished was for them to say, to the left, we raided Donald Trump. He must be guilty of something. Even though they will never, ever prove guilt on a person like Trump who is not guilty. More when we get back, folks. Thanks for listening.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Seek and destroy Trump. That's what the left wants to do. When they went after him with the coup, first of all, they went after him his entire 4 years. And the guy performed like a rock star outside of COVID. Then they went after him at the end of his term in what should have been the easiest second term of any presidency in modern history. And they did a coup, and they elected a guy who's a buffoon. We'll get back to him in just a bit. So after that, they said, you know what? Now that we've gotten rid of him, we've got to destroy the carcass. So they targeted Trump and anybody around him. And even with that, they went after you. They called you stupid. They gave you names like Ultra MAGA, MAGA, you know, maggots is what they call us too. And I could go on. What were the others? Semi-fascist and all these things. Anybody associated, they had to destroy. The body could not remain. It had to be, what do they call it? cremated, right? It's just completely sent to dust. And anybody associated with Trump would have to be made into, you would have to be so embarrassed to mention him that you would put your own self in jail. You kick your own butt. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And it's working a little bit. I hate to tell you this. It is. It's working a little bit. Not on me. No. I'm not that stupid. Oh, I know. I'm going to make some people mad today. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm like the pastor. I'm going to tell you about yourself. Yeah. Y'all ain't putting enough in the collection box. You know? I'm going to tell you about yourselves. See, the Trump rallies aren't as big as they used to be. Far too many people, folks, are willing to decry Donald Trump for all the wrong reasons. They talk about character. Look at Biden's family. You want character? Let me tell you about the character of Joe Biden. This is a man who lied his way into office. I don't know who he cheated, you know, et cetera, jumped over a lid on fire, but he gets in. He's a known associate of racist, admittedly, on his own. He's a pathological liar, admittedly. I don't have to tell you. You can go look him up for yourselves. So he gets into office as a senator. He's a philanderer, screws around so much, drives his wife to the point where she tries to commit suicide with the kids, ends up killing herself and the daughter. The two boys survive. Joe Biden then blames the trucker who this lady ran in front of, said he was drunk, and he wasn't. It's been proven that he wasn't drunk. And he built his political career on his lying and philandering. Who was he philandering with? None other than Dr. Jill. Then he puts his crackhead son, whom he has run interference for to get him honorably discharged out of the Navy, to get him out of, you know, drug-related mishaps and what have you. This guy, if he was a Trump, he'd be in prison. I'm talking about Hunter Biden. By the way, I am talking about Joe, too, when I say that. But this guy was, Hunter Biden was running his family's criminal enterprise. He's got his brother involved. He's got his sister involved, you know, in-laws in this crooked stuff. You can follow the money. It's not even that tough to do. And you want to talk to me about character. So the next person that they're talking about bringing in is Gavin Newsom. And wait till you hear his story. For the Democrat, for anybody to bring up character when you're discussing Donald Trump. Look, I get it. The dude's flawed. He's flawed. He's divorced. I know. Shocker, right? I know. Nobody listening to this is divorced. I'm the only one. Yeah. So I'm flawed, too. And I suspect many of you may be, even though you might not want to admit it. There's very few people that can go the distance. Andy and Liz, congratulations. You know, Dale and Lori, I know a few. Congratulations. So I'm happy that there are those that have gone the distance. But there are many of us who haven't. So we're flawed. But you know what? Those of you who've gone the distance, I know your flaws. I know some of them. You're flawed too. How can we be judging this man's character? The nerve of you bunch of... Look, I'm just going to tell you, there are so many hypocrites out there judging Trump. Well, you know, after all, kids won't even talk to him. Trump's kids talk to him. They work for him. He's made them into superstars. Probably could write a book on parenting compared to some of us. I raise my hand. I'm not excluding myself from any of this. And we talk about his flaws. Anyway, I chastise those who stupidly follow this leftist narrative that, oh, Donald Trump, he's toxic. He's just too, whatever. I don't know, too whatever. Fill in the blank for yourself. These people remain as ignorant as ever to the tricks of the left, but they believe themselves to be enlightened. Let me save you some angst and some, you know, let me just cut to the chase here. You're not enlightened. You're stupid. And I'm just going to tell you what you are. I'm not telling you to love Trump. I'm telling you to understand what's going on so people try to make you not like the guy because you don't have a reason to. The left are finally starting to abandon Joe Biden, folks. Just finally starting. But look what it took. Look what it took. It's taken Joe Biden to shake hands with thin air multiple times, to amble around rooms like he's looking at ghosts, to call people from the grave to, you know, she here, whatever. This guy has done everything he can to prove what we already know, that he's a brain dead moron. There is nothing this man has done that has come with success. Not one single thing. When he undoes a Trump piece of legislation or whatever, it bites him in the butt. Name me one. Let me ask you this. When would you have started to look at Joe Biden or Donald Trump differently if he had Joe Biden's track record? I know I'm getting the names mixed up, but you know what I mean. When would you have said, enough is enough, man? We got to get Trump out of here. He's making us look bad. Holy cow. Biden has no character. He's a pathological liar. The guy can't do a press conference without stretching the truth, as they like to call it. But let's just call it what it is. Blatantly lying. But let's go to something a little deeper. So they subpoena Trump. How do you think Trump's going to look at this? You think he's scared? For those of you who have Trump fatigue, ask yourself this question. Who do you know who could have withstood what Trump is going through right now? Who built their backbone on years of fighting unions, corrupt mayors with their hands out, etc.? Who's done that? DeSantis? You think he's ready?
Oh, Kevin, they won't do as much as DeSantis. I mean,
yeah, well, they're already starting. Let me ask you, who do you think would have had the financial wherewithal to practically live in litigation and be able to fight these clowns and say, I've got the money to endure? Who? I think you have the answer. We got to rethink ourselves. So we'll be back.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a shooting at a high school Monday morning in St. Louis, Missouri. The incident happened at Central VPA High School Monday morning. Police said the suspect was taken into custody. The work week is starting off with gas prices basically unchanged from over the weekend. AAA putting the nationwide average at $3.79 a gallon. Harvey Weinstein's Los Angeles sexual assault trial is starting Monday. Weinstein is facing sex-related charges involving five women. The former movie producer is already serving a more than two-decade prison sentence for similar sex crimes against women in New York. The Powerball jackpot is now an estimated $625 million. Lottery officials say brisk ticket sales ahead of Monday night's drawing added another $15 million to the grand prize. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The First Lady also made headlines on Sunday night after she was booed by a crowd at the Philadelphia Eagles game. Jill Biden took part in the coin toss before the Eagles showdown with the Dallas Cowboys. While she was met with enthusiasm from some, she also had a few critics in the crowd. Take a listen.
Joe Biden getting booed at a football game. And you know, they're having the things that are in between the blanks. They're saying, F Joe Biden. Or maybe they're saying, F Jill Biden. Take your pick. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I just talked about them going after Donald Trump. And you telling me, I would really love to know. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find me. 844-551-8255. But what I'd really like to know is who could have withstood this? I know some strong people. Ted Cruz, for example. Sharp guy, smart guy. Wouldn't have had the financial wherewithal. They would have bankrupted him. They would have bankrupted DeSantis. They would have bankrupted any of them. And they would have tested their resolve in ways that I don't think any of these guys would have been able to withstand it. We had a guy willing to fight who had been honed to fight, who had been sharpened with the steel of being a conservative guy living this life inside of the bubble. I'm talking about in every major city, understanding the politics inside and out from both sides of the aisle, looking at it from a privileged point of view. And you know what he said? I'm going to show you guys the inner circle of this, and you're not going to like it. And both parties hated it. The Uniparty, they hated it. And we throw this guy away. You know, who was it? George Clooney was talking about the Democratic bench. I want to play just a piece of this where he's really criticizing the Democrats. And he's finally at a point where he has to admit without saying it, he doesn't like Joe Biden. He doesn't really like the direction of the Democratic Party. And oh, by the way, there's nobody to fall back on.
We're in a time where we need to, we need some interesting candidates all around the board,
Democratic side as well.
Sure. Yeah, we need interesting candidates out there. And, you know, we need our bench to be stronger, probably. Probably need, you know, politics don't necessarily attract young people because they look at it and think, wow, there's just nothing good about getting in this.
That's as much as you're going to get out of a George Clooney to tell you, hey, you know, we screwed up as Democrats. That's as good as it gets. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. So let's talk about the bench. First of all, let's talk Trump. Now, I've already been talking about him, and here's what I'll tell you. There are many of you who go, well, there are a lot of people who wouldn't vote for Trump. And there are some of you out there who are going, Kevin, I just hope it's anybody but Trump. I've got friends that are saying this. But then I ask them this. What if it is? You voting for him? You know what every one of them has said so far? Yep. Now, you could argue, wrongly, Kevin, independents don't like him, and you know, the Democrats will rally around, whatever. It's nonsense. Independents do like Trump. You know what they like about Trump? I'm going to tell you right now, don't tell anybody, okay? Just keep this to yourselves. What they like about Trump is Trump's performance. Because independents are the people that go, you know what, I don't really care. They're the ones that go, I don't care about a party affiliation. I don't care whether he's cute or he's ugly or whatever. I'm independent, and I'm going to look at the person who's improving the quality of my life. But let's move on from our bench. We got Trump, who is the number one contender, as far as I'm concerned, the heavyweight champ of politics in the conservative community. And if you want to get in there with him, don't just think you're going to dance around. You got to knock him out. But let's look at the next phase, if you will. We've got Ron DeSantis. Amazing guy, right? Amazing governor. And so ready to take on the role, in my opinion, of vice president. Could he be president? Yes. But would he be a better vice president? Absolutely. But if something were to happen to Trump, there's nobody in the conservative movement who would not be happy that DeSantis was the choice, except all of the conservatives in Florida, because then they got to replace him. So we have a next front runner. By the way, a guy that came out of nowhere. But let's remember, we had the governor of Wisconsin. We had the governor of Texas, Rick Perry. We had a host of great candidates, Rand Paul. I could go through quite a few of them. Some of them you might like, some of them you didn't. Kasich, for example, was a waste of space. But we had a lot of good candidates back in 2020. In 2024... think about who's potential. I mean, it isn't like we just, we have a whole new fresh crop. So I mentioned DeSantis. He wasn't even mentioned in 2020. 2016. But now we've got him. We've got Josh Hawley. We've got Tom Cotton. Not my favorite, by the way. We've got Kristi Noem. I don't think she's presidential material, but she certainly raised her spotlight. I'm giving you the bench. I'm not talking about necessarily just for president. I'm talking about the bench for vice president, the bench for cabinet positions, the bench of people that you can move up and say, this guy's he's going places. We still have Ted Cruz. He's still a major factor. He's not going away. He finally kissed and made up with Trump, which is what he needed to do. And now he's back on the stump. I think he's even a fan. We've got newcomers, folks. We've got Carrie Lake. Of course, not now, but in the future. Carrie Lake, she'll be governor of Arizona. What after that? What about when she does what she's supposed to do for Arizona and actually accomplishes stuff? This lady has poise. I can tell you politically, if she continues to gain her chops, when she really understands how government works and she starts hobnobbing at the national level, then Katie bar the door. She's got unlimited potential. What about Tulsi Gabbard? Tulsi just left the Democrats. Democrats threw her away. And we salvaged her. Now, I'm not convinced that Tulsi is a straight-up conservative, but I'll tell you this. She already, even when she was a lefty, She gained our attention because she made common sense. Now that she's seen the other side, she may be their worst enemy. As you guys know, I did an hour on her explaining to you how big it is, how people are using Tulsi Gabbard in the Democratic Party to say, she's got guts. She did, you know, when they were yelling at AOC. They brought up Tulsi Gabbard. You think she's – look, sometimes we get lost in things and go, oh, I don't really see it's a big deal. But I'm telling you, when people are mentioning it, when I'm going around and people are going, well, Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, she left the party. You know, she left the Democrat. And it becomes mainstay talk. I mean, you're not just – it's not anecdotal. People are talking about it around the country. Essentially, folks, we have an amazing first string. We've got a great JV, and we've got an amazing freshman and sophomore class. Anywhere you look in the Republican Party, you've got people taking charge who are, you know, could easily step in. And by the way, look at who we've tossed. Look at who disappointed us, Nikki Haley. If Nikki Haley got her act together, she could have a resurgence. She'd have to change her the way she is. I'm sitting here looking at her book right now on my bookshelf, and I'm surprised I haven't burned it. But she could come back. Dan Crenshaw, the Navy SEAL out of Texas that took over for Ted Poe. Dan started out, I thought he was a stud. He's a weak-kneed moderate, a sissy. I hate to say this about a SEAL, but he is. He's a sissy. But who knows? He might get sanity back. And decide, you know what, I want to join the ranks of the real Republicans. And who's doing that? Who's leading that charge? I can tell you who it is. It's Donald Trump. So, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson out of North Carolina. Tudor Dixon, who's running for governor of Michigan and doing a good show. Lee Zeldin. Look, we've got a bench. We've got people who are stepping up. J.D. Vance. People are like, oh, he's a one-trick. Oh, what can he do? J.D. Vance demolished his opponent. Maybe Trump's a little smarter than people think in some of these choices, huh? I'm just telling you. The Democrat. Go down the list of Democrats and name me anything close to what I just named. Who's their up-and-comer? What happened to, who was it? Anthony Weiner? Who do they have? Please tell me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who rejects the most popular guy to ever be elected to the Oval Office? After all, Joey Demento got, what, 81 million votes? So clearly, he can help any Democrat to win, right? Fetterman? He called him in. The two brain-dead morons deciding to work together, and what did Joe Biden say? Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of people that want to work with me. There's 15 candidates that want me to run, want me to do something. Congratulations, Joe. Fetterman's the only one I know. Somebody, I keep coming back to it. Who are these 15 candidates? I Googled it. I couldn't find any. I Googled,
Who's wanting to, who wants to run with Joe Biden in 2022? And nothing came up except Fetterman. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So, this Mr. Popularity, I know Kevin, his polls are falling. That's why they know. As I told you guys many times, Joe Biden's polls have never been high. Never.
Oh, he's at 60% approval.
Lie. And you know what the problem is with the lie? When you start to look at his results and suddenly he's down into his real approval, that fall from grace. If they had just said, look, Joe Biden limped in, he wasn't that popular, but he beat Trump, which he didn't. You'd be at least you could buy it. Now,
oh, he's fallen from 63% approval down to 38.
Whoa, what happened? Well, technically nothing. But now that he's got a track record, now that you're starting to understand what he's about, and as I've said, this is what it took. It took massive inflation, and it took massive crime. People being really afraid before people would go, you know, we may have to jettison the old guy. Here's Scarborough talking about crime and progressives. Now, this is a rhino Republican who, for all intents and purposes, is a cuckold Democrat, thanks to whatever his girlfriend. I guess this is his wife now. I don't remember her name, the blondie that's on the show. But here he is now finally admitting, hey, look, guys, you better wake up.
When you have woke DAs in Philadelphia basically saying they don't have a crime problem, when you have cops quitting left and right in Philadelphia because they don't feel like, you know, they're not going to risk their lives so they can arrest people who are going to be out on the street the next day. And then you have progressives telling people in Philadelphia, telling these people, oh, you're wrong. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe the fact. There's something wrong for you for being afraid to go to work. There's something wrong with you for being afraid to go home, as they were talking about right there. It is just really progressives on crime in places like Philadelphia and New York are so extraordinarily clueless. It's maddening. And yet, you see it in these focus groups.
That was Joe Scarborough. What's his name? Mika? Thank you. My producer said it's Mika Brzezinski. That's Scarborough's wife. So let me just cut to the chase. So Beto O'Rourke was asked if he wanted Biden. He says, no, this is not going to be about anyone from outside of our state. That's what he said. Let me tell you something. You'd be hard-pressed to find, I don't want to say that, 80% of the candidates who are running for Republican would love to get the Trump endorsement and would love to have Trump come do a fundraiser or anything. At least 80%. I'll leave 20% wiggle room for those that go, oh, Kevin, I heard of one guy that wouldn't or whatever. Okay, fine. But the majority of them want Trump. Beto O'Rourke said, this campaign in Texas is not going to be about Joe Biden. Yeah, because if it is, you lose. O'Rourke is just a prime example of these people that get it. They're going, I'll tell you something else. You know who they look at to be the savior of the Democratic Party? Well, in the last segment, I played a clip of Jill Biden at a football game. The Cowboys and the New York Jets, where she was booed, and most of the crowd could be heard yelling, F Joe Biden or F Jill Biden, one or the other, probably both. That's how popular she is. But do you know that the Democrats see Jill Biden as the great white hope? Let me just read this to you. This came from an article. Jill Biden's weekend included 5 flights, 11 events, and 3 appearances with Democrats who all requested her help before the midterm elections. There was also a spin class in there somewhere. During one particularly busy 27-hour chunk of time, Biden appeared in Atlanta, where voting rights activist Stacey Abrams is in an uphill race against Brian Kemp, the Republican governor. Then it was on to Florida, where she toured a breast cancer research facility and gave an interview to Newsmax, a conservative network. Whatever. It's not a conservative network. After that, she appeared with Representative Val Demings, Democrat from Florida, who hopes to unseat Senator Marco Rubio. And Charlie Crist, a centrist Democrat, trails Ron DeSantis, a conservative firebrand. It's not going to be easy, Biden on the last leg of a 15-hour day told a group of people at a second event to support Demings on Saturday. But we know how to win because we've done it before. Would that be cheating? So Jill Biden is the one. Jill Biden is who the Democrat Party is now hanging their hat on. Dr. Jill, co-conspirator with her husband Joe in the death of his first wife. Dr. Jill, who's got an ED degree, not a medical doctor degree. And by the way, I read her work for her to get that. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I wrote better than she did in the seventh grade. And they gave this woman an education doctorate. Because she didn't want to be called a senator's wife. To be a senator's wife? Who would want to be that when you can be education Dr. Jill? I mean, let me just put it to you this way. That degree is worth as much as an honorary degree, at least the one that she got. I'm not saying people that have a PhD in education or education degrees for their PhD are not smart, because there are some that are. Not Dr. Jill. But she, the Democrats, because they know what's problem is with Joe Biden, which, by the way, this is what they go on to say. With Biden's approval hovering at about 40%, it's not at 40. It's not. It's hovering below 40. They know this. At a moment when the Democrats are struggling to hold on to the House and the Senate, Joe Biden, 71, has become a lifeline for candidates trying to draw attention and money, but get this, but not the baggage that an appearance with her husband would bring. This article, they admit Joe Biden brings baggage. Huh, I wonder what baggage he brings. But Jill doesn't. No. They separate the two. Because we all know Jill is what? What's her job in the White House? What exactly does she do? What policy does she impact? Let's bring in the first lady because she, look, I get it. I get the use of these people. But do they really think people are that obtuse? Do you think that people are going to be swayed? Well, Joe Biden isn't brought in all this inflation and this crime and the world is much more insecure. And he might push the nuclear button and create Armageddon against Russia and, you know, et cetera. But thank God we have Jill. Oh, my God. Did you see her purse? It was amazing. Here's what they go. Here's what they go on to say. She does not offend people in a way. I'm sorry. She does not offend people in a way that a president can. They didn't even write it that her husband can. She does not offend people in a way that a president can. What president? They say, she's much less polarizing and political. Let me read the entire statement again. She does not offend people in a way that a president can because she's much less polarizing and political. A president? No. You mean the one that y'all shoehorned into office in the big cheat? The guy that shakes hands with thin air and calls up dead people? Please, where is that congressman? That congresswoman, where is she? She's dead, sir. I still see her. Are you kidding? If Jill Biden is your savior, Jill Biden is your savior, you got massive problems. Because let me tell you something, folks. Jill Biden ain't that popular either.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.